everybody.
弟兄姊妹，下午好。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit will just lead us and speak to us.
天父，我们祈求你的圣灵带领我们，也向我们说话。
Teach us from your word, O God, that we may learn how to live a holy life on earth.
从你的话语里面教导我们，让我们知道怎么在地上能够过圣洁的生活。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告祈求是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. When our brother said that he was coming of age and couldn't pick up the mistake he made, I was a bit amused inside.
当我听到前弟兄分享到说他开始年纪渐长，有一些字里行间的错误没有立刻找出来，我就觉得里面偷笑了一下。
Because I just bought a new pulpit Bible and it's giant print, super giant print.
因为我刚刚买了一本新的圣经，是用来特别在讲台上用的。这个呢，不只是大字圣经，是特大版的圣经。
The reason that is that sometimes I can't pick out the words from the scripture. It's too small.
因为呢，我一直用惯的圣经呢，我开始看不到里面的字。
So this is the largest print Bible, text size number 17.
所以呢，我找来找去，真的找到最大字的圣经是尺码是17号的。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Let us recall the previous two sermons that we have preached on Jonah.
让我们来回想一下，我们上两次讲到关于约拿的。
In the first sermon, Jonah chapter 1, we saw Jonah running away from God, and the Lord called him to preach in Nineveh.
从第一章我们记得当第一次神呼召约拿去尼尼微城为他宣讲话语的时候，约拿逃跑了。
In chapter 2, the second sermon, we learned that God caught up with Jonah and caused a big fish to swallow him up.
在第二章那里，我们记得是第二次我们讲到约拿，但是在里面，当他逃跑的时候，我们看到神追上他了，而且呢，让一条大鱼把他吞到肚子里面。
And it was in the belly of the big fish that Jonah repented of what he has done.
就是在这条大鱼的肚腹里面，约拿就悔改了。
Today in chapter 3, we learn that Jonah becoming a revival prophet.
从今天第三讲第三章里面，我们看到约拿成为一位带来复兴的先知。
He had learned his bitter lesson, so now he's going to preach the word of the Lord in Nineveh.
他学到一个很重要的功课，也学了一个是痛苦的功课，因此他现在要去尼尼微城宣讲神的话语。
In this chapter concerning Jonah, the revival prophet, we learn three important attributes of God.
从第三章里面，我们从约拿这个宣讲复兴的先知里面，我们学到神的三个重要的属性。
We also learn three keys that will usher in revival.
而且呢，我们看到三个秘诀，有什么办法可以带来复兴。
And finally, we learn three characteristics of revival.
之后我们也会来学习复兴的三个特征。
Three attributes of God.
神的三个属性。
Firstly, God is a God of second chance.
首先我们看到神是一个喜爱给人第二次机会的神。
It is true to say that there is only one life on this earth to live.
是的，刚刚弟兄说到仅此一生，那是正确的。
But for many of us, this life is often up and down, up and down.
但是对我们很多人来讲，我们此生都是有起有跌。
And there are times when we fall, and the Lord, by His grace, would pick us up and restore us.
当我们跌倒的时候，都是神的手在扶持我们在使我们再次站起来。
And but there are sad situations when Christians who fall from the Lord refuse to respond to the Lord's call.
虽然我们也有时候看到一些非常可惜的例子，就是有一些基督徒他们跌倒了，却不愿意回应神对他们悔改的呼召。
And when that life is gone and past, there is no return, no second chance, no more chances for restoration.
那当他们过完此生以后，当然再没有第二次的机会。
For this dear prophet of God, God gave him a second chance.
在这位亲爱的先知约拿身上，我们看到神给他第二次的机会。
We read in chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, Time the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh, proclaim to it the message I gave you.
我们从第三章第一到二节那里看到耶和华的话，二四临到约拿说，你起来往尼尼微城大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
That phrase the second time is a beautiful phrase.
二次是一个美丽的词句。
It speaks of God as a God of second chance to someone who failed him on earth.
因为让我们看到对一些在此生使神失望的人当中，神有给他们第二次的机会。
That God would look upon the prophet with grace and give him another chance to serve him.
当神以一个恩典的眼光来看先知的时候，神同时也给这个先知有第二次的机会来服侍他。
We remember the occasion when Peter, the apostle, denied the Lord three times.
我们也想起使徒彼得他怎么样三次的不认主。
And on resurrection, and the Lord was resurrected from the dead. The Lord confronted Peter three times.
但是当主复活以后，主也三次的去针对彼得。
Each time the Lord asked Peter, "Feed my sheep, feed my lamb, feed my sheep."
每一次，耶稣都用不同的话语来彼得确定，跟他说：“你喂养我的小羊，你牧养我的羊，还有你喂养我的羊。”
The Lord knows how weak we are.
主实在知道我们有多软弱。
And I was wondering in my heart as I look on this situation, what if Peter decided not to respond to the Lord?
有时候当我读到这里的时候，我会想，如果彼得当时候下定决心不再回应神这样的呼召的时候，会怎么样？
We would not find Peter preaching his first sermon on the day of Pentecost where 3,000 were saved.
我深信五旬节第一次讲到的时候就不会是彼得了。
We will not find Peter preaching the second sermon when 5,000 were saved.
我们也看到，当第二次彼得讲到有五千人信主的时候，那个主角也肯定不是彼得。
How sad it will be if in this life Peter would throw it away, throw his chances away.
如果在此生彼得把耶稣所给他的第二次机会丢掉的话，放弃掉的话，是何等可惜的。
Secondly, we learn.That God is not only a God of second chance, He is a God of patience who pursued the runaway prophet.
第二，就是我们看到神不单是一个给我们第二次机会的神，神也是充满忍耐的神，因为他不断的去追寻约拿。
You will recall that in the first sermon that I preached, the word God, a Lord, is mentioned 39 times in the 48 verses of the whole book of Jonah.
也许我们可以记起第一次当我们讲到约拿书的时候，我们提过在约拿书短短四章里面就已经提到神或者耶和华这个名词有39次。
Perhaps this was the experience of the psalmist when he said, Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Psalm 139 and verse 7.
也许这就像是诗篇139篇第七节里面诗人所写到的，我从哪里去逃，去躲避你的灵，我可以从哪里逃，躲避你的面。
Thirdly, we learn that God is a God who believes in the prophet.
第三，就是我们看到神也是信任这位先知的一位神。
Jonah was given a new commission, but this was nothing really new. It was an old one given the second time.
虽然我们看到神第二次给约拿一个任命，但是我们看到这不是一个新的任命，乃是以之前第一次的任命再来委任他一次。
Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you.
因为神对他说，往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
God did not change your commission any easier just because Jonah failed the first time.
因为约拿第一次使神失望，神没有因此改变了对他的委任。
God could have sent Jonah to a perhaps a less sinful city to make it easier for him.
其实从人的角度而言，也许神可以派约拿去一个比较没有那么罪恶的城市让他的任务没有那么挑战。
Not only was God patient with Jonah, he had complete faith in what Jonah could do.
不单是神对约拿这个人有忍耐，神也完全的信任约拿的能力。
Hence, there was no change in his commission.
因此，神对他的任命一点都没有改变。
That gives us hope that if God can use the reluctant prophet like Jonah, he can use us even though we may fail to live up to his expectation at times.
给我们是何等大的盼望，因为看到神是这样子能够使用因为使他失望的先知的时候，我们也深信神能够使用我们这些不断使他失望的人。
So we learn of three characteristics or three attributes of God.
所以我们从这里我们可以看到神的三个属性。
He's a God of second chance.
他是一个给我们第二次机会的神。
He's a God of patience.
他也是一个充满忍耐的神。
He's a God who believes in the prophet. He's a God who believes in us.
他也是信任这个先知，也等于说他会信任我们每一个人的一位神。
Three keys that will usher in revival.
接下来让我们看一下我们要带来复兴的三个秘诀。
The city of Nineveh.Needed a spiritual revival because the word of God says that it was a wicked city.
尼尼微城需要属灵的复兴，因为神的话语告诉我们说，这是一个罪恶的大城。
The church today needs a revival to be awakened out of complacency to see the world around the wicked world that we are in.
今天的教会，我们也同样的需要复兴，因为我们需要从自己的。自满里面被复苏出来，让我们看到我们周围所处的这个世界是何等的邪恶。
Firstly, revival can come or begins when men and women respond to the call of God to preach the gospel.
首先，当弟兄们的姐妹愿意回应神的呼召来传福音的时候，我们就可以带来复兴。
How delightful it is to hear the word obey in Jonah chapter 3 verse 3.
当我们看到约拿书第三章第三节，看到约拿照着耶和华的话的时候，我们是何等的喜乐。
Yes, we read that Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh.
我们看到约拿便照着耶和华的话起来，往尼尼微城去。
Interesting enough, we never hear the word obey until right in the middle or past the middle of the book in chapter 3.
你觉得很奇怪，这一本书只有四章，我们来到第三章才看到约拿照着神的话去做。
Because Jonah had been running away all the time.
因为之前他一直都在逃跑。
There was a great revivalist of preacher, evangelical revivalist preacher by the name of Charles Finney.
在十九世纪有一个称为查理斯芬尼的一个复兴家。
He lived during the 19th century.
他是处在十九世纪。
And he said this.
他讲了这么样的一句话。
He said that revival is a new beginning of obedience with God. Just as in the case of a converted sinner, the first step is a deep repentance.
他说复兴就是一个重新对神的顺服，就如一个悔改的罪人一样，第一步就是一个深层的一个悔改。
And he says it's the breaking down of heart, getting down to the dust before God with humility and the forsaking of sin.
就是在他的谦卑里面他完全的舍弃他之前所犯的罪在神面前委身到于俯伏在地的地步。
To Jonah, it was a new obedience.
对越南来说，同样的也是一个全新的一个顺服。
In the past, he obeyed the Lord in his call as a prophet.
在之前，他曾经回应过神的呼召，因为神呼召他当先知。
Then he disobeyed the Lord.
但是之后，他就违背了神的吩咐。
And so now is a new obedience.
现在就来再一次重新的顺服。
We may have obeyed the Lord in the past.
也许我们也一样，我们在过往我们顺服过主。
Perhaps through the passage of time, our hearts may have gone cold.
但是经过时间的流逝，我们的心也许冷却了。
And we need a new obedience, a new rededication to the Lord.
因此，我们需要更新我们的顺服，我们需要再一次委身在神的面前。
Secondly, for revival to happen, men and women.Must listen to God and receive His message.
第二，如果要有复兴的话，弟兄或者姐妹一定要听从神的话语，来接受他的信息。
Let me focus on chapter 3 verse 2 again.
让我们再回到第三章的第二节。
It says, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I gave you."
他说往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的。
It was the message that God gave Jonah.
这是神给约拿的话。
How many of us today fail to listen to God's word?
我们今天有多少人没却没有好好的听神的话？
Now many Christians today fail to wait upon the Lord so that he or she can only speak from God's heart.
有多少讲道的弟兄姊妹也没有好好安静在神面前等候他所赐下的话语？
No wonder there's no power of conviction in the church of God today.
难怪今天在教会里面我们没有发现到扎心。
And this is the key to revival. When we wait upon the Lord, when we seek the Lord in prayer to receive His word, so that we can speak the word of life.
所以今天就是让我们看到神话语里面的能力。我们需要仔细听神的话语，好让我们所说出来的乃是生命之道。
In Jesus' letters to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3,
在启示录第二到三章。耶稣所交给七个教会的书信里面，
Each of the seven letters ends with this sentence.
每一次每一个耶稣所发的书信都是这样子的。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
他说凡有耳可听的就应当听。
What is the Spirit of God speaking to the churches today?
今天神对神的灵对神的教会讲的是什么话？
Only when we listen in prayer, then can we receive the word of the Lord for the people in need.
唯有当我们愿意在祷告里面聆听的时候，我们才能够为着那些需要的人听到神所说的话语。
Thirdly, the message of revival must have the judgment of God as the central theme.
第三，我们看到神所吩咐的信息话语里面，都是以神的审判为中心。
In chapter 3, verse 4, we read that 40 more days, Nineveh will be overturned. It was a very strong message of judgment from Jonah.
在第三章第四节，我们清楚地看到，再等四十日，尼尼微必倾覆了。这是何等强烈一个审判的话语。
When John the Baptist came to the scene in the time of Jesus, his message was, Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
在耶稣的时代，约翰施洗约翰来宣讲天国的信息的时候也是一样。他说，悔改，你们应当悔改，因为天国近了。
When I was an up-and-coming young preacher in the Brethren Church in Malaysia,
当我在马来西亚在弟兄会教会里面还是非常年轻的一个传道人的时候，
My elders would often warn me, do not fail to preach against sin.
我的长老，我的年长的弟兄常常提醒我说，你千万别忘记要传讲要传讲关于罪。
Do not leave out the message of repentance in your gospel.
千万不要从你的福音里面漏掉悔改这一部分。
One of the greatest revival sermons that was ever preached was entitled "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God."
你知道其中一个最伟大的带来福音的讲道，它的题目是什么吗？它的题目就是在神。在一个愤怒的神手中的罪人。
It was preached by a church minister by the name of Jonathan Edwards.
爱德华这个牧者所说的。
And that message was preached in a small town called Enfield, Massachusetts.
这个信息是在美国Massachusetts 的 Enfield 所讲的一篇信息。
At that time, a great revival had started.
在那时候有一个大复兴刚开始。
And that revival was called the first great awakening between the years of 1730 and 1755.
在1730年到1755年当中，那是一个第一次大复兴的一个开始。
In his sermon, Jonathan Edwards was uncompromising when he talked about the judgment of God.
在这一篇讲道里面，爱德华牧师讲到神的神的权威的时候，他是完全没有妥协的。
Let me read to you one of the sentences.
让我录取他其中的一句话。
He says, "Your wickedness makes you as if it were heavy as lead, and tend downwards with great weight and pressure towards hell. And if God should let you go, you immediately sink and swiftly descend and plunge into the bottomless pit.
他说，你知道吗？你们的邪恶就挂在你们身上，就如铅一样重，一直往下拖，一直往下拖，乃是往阴间来拖下去。如果不是神的手抓紧你，如果神放手的话，你会立刻下沉到无底坑里面。
As Jonathan Edwards preached, he was interrupted not by hecklers, but by moaning and crying of people who felt that they were really being cast into hell.
当他这样子传讲的时候，听到的不是那些反抗的声音，乃是弟兄姊妹听众里面，他们感觉到自己真的堕到无底坑，那种哀痛，那种咬牙切齿的痛苦。
And many of them cried, "What shall I do to be saved?"
很多人就在那里大喊说，我到底要怎么样才能够得救？
Such was the power of God when given to a man totally given to God in prayer.
我们看到，当一个人愿意完全在祷告、在顺服里面委身于神的时候，这就是神赋予他的能力。
If Jonathan Edwards were to send his sermon title to a contemporary church today, "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God," I wonder whether he would be asked to change his sermon title.
我假想，如果爱德华牧师是今天的一个讲员，然后他把他的讲题寄给他准备要去讲到的一个教会，他的题目是在愤怒的神手中的罪人的时候，他们教会会不会要求他把那个讲题改动一下
？It was rather threatening, is it so?
也许我们这样子是会很容易这样子做。
Perhaps it should be changed to humankind in the hands of a gracious God.
也许我们应该把它改成在恩典的神手中的人。
There is always the danger of emphasizing so much on God's grace and love at the expense of the other aspect of God, God's judgment.
很多时候我们会面对这样子的危机，就是我们从神的福音当中，我们只强调恩典与爱，却忘记了罪。
Yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown.
再等40日，尼尼微城必倾覆了。
The danger today is to preach a gospel where people love to hear.
我们今天所遇到的危机就是传讲人听了觉得舒服的讲道。
Perhaps the prosperity gospel, the gospel of blessing, without commitment, without repentance.
或者是成功神学，我们不需要悔改，也不需要去处理我们的罪。
Finally, three characteristics of revival.
最后，让我们来看一下复兴的三个特征。
The city of Nineveh responded to Jonah's preaching.
首先，我们看到尼尼微城的人回应了那个约拿的信息。
Firstly, there was faith in God.
首先，我们看到他们信服神。
We read in chapter 3, verse 5, the Ninevites believed God. They declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth.
第三章五节那里，我们看到尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的到最小的都穿麻衣。
True revival preaching results in faith. People believe God.
透过福音的讲道，我们看到带来信心，人都信服神。
Some modern Bible commentators say that this couldn't be true. How can it be that the whole city would respond to God?And even the king responded to God.
有一些现代的圣经学者说，这不可能的，因为不可能是合成从最大到最小，甚至城中的王也会悔改。
But we learn that Jesus himself commented on Jonah's preaching in his day.
但是我们知道，在耶稣讲到的时候，他也提到这一件事。
For we read in Luke chapter 11, Jesus referred to that great event as a sign of Jonah when the Ninevites turned to God.
因为我们知道在路加福音十一章那里，当耶稣讲到约拿讲这篇道的时候，他说合成的人都转向约拿。
So it's either we believe in the very words of Jesus or the words of the modern commentators.
所以我们到底是信耶稣所说的话，或者是信今天圣经学者的话呢？
Secondly, the belief of faith was followed by repentance.
第二，我们看到他们信服神之后带来的是悔改。
Here was an astounding outward act of repentance, where the king, men, women, children, including even the animals, were covered with sackcloth as a sign of repentance.
我们看到这是何等伟大的一个外在的一个悔改的行为，就是连城中的王，所有男女从大到小。包括动物都是披上麻衣。
Repentance is a complete turning away from sin.
而且他们进食向神祷告，我们看到悔改其实是从最终完全的改变。
In chapter 3 and verse 8, we read about the king's command to his people.
从第三章的第八节那里，我们看到王的吩咐。
We read the king says.Let men and beasts be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Let them turn everyone from his wicked way and from the violence that's in their hands.
我们看到他的吩咐是人与牲畜都当披上麻布，人要切切求告神，个人回头离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴。
You see, the call to repentance, for one to repent, it must be followed by action.
我们看到悔改的呼召必须带来行动。
We are not here to preach the gospel to make people comfortable about themselves.
我们所要讲的道不是让人觉得非常对自己感到满意。
In our attempt to be inclusive today, we try to make sinners comfortable with us.
很多时候在我们愿意包容别人的时候，我们以为应该使罪人觉得在我们当中感觉得很被接纳。
Jesus in his gospel never make people comfortable.
但是我们发现耶稣在他的讲道里面却从来没有使人感受到非常的能够自我接纳。
He talked about sin and the need for repentance.
因为他常常提到人的罪，而且是对悔改的需要。
Secondly, we learn that in chapter 3 and verse 9, that the king says, Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not?
在第三章第九节那里，我们看到那个王说，或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不至灭亡，也未可知。
So Jonathan Edwards was right when he talked about an angry God.
所以爱德华牧师讲的是对的，当他讲到神的愤怒的时候。
Because you see the wrath of God mentioned in chapter 3 verse 9, even the king acknowledged that God is an angry God, angry with the sin of the Ninevites.
因为在第三章第九节那里，我们也看到那个王也看到神的愤怒，因为神对那个邪恶的尼尼微城的人是何等的震怒。
May God's people not take God's grace and mercy for granted.
愿神的子民不会轻看神的恩典与慈爱。
Thirdly, the people experienced the compassion of God.
接下来我们看到尼尼微城的人感受到神的爱。
We read in verse 10, the last verse, When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, He had compassion and did not bring upon them the destruction He had threatened.
在第三章十节那里，于是神接着他们的行为看见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降与他们了。
God always have a soft heart for people who repent of their sin.
神对愿意从罪中悔改的人，常常都会心中有一个柔软。
He saw what they did in repentance. He's looking for people with a tender heart, people who will turn from their sin back to Him.
他看到他们的悔改。他常常在寻找一个愿意从自己最终悔改回归神的人。
It is the mercy of God that leads us to proclaim the gospel message.
唯有神的怜悯让我们来传讲神的福音。
In conclusion, we learn three attributes of God in His dealing with the prophet.
在我们总结的时候，我们看到神在对待约拿身上有他的三个属性。
He's a God of second chance, a God of patience, and a God who believes in what the prophet could do.
他是一个愿意给人第二次机会的神，他也是一个对我们蛮有忍耐的神，他更是信任我们能力的神。
And the Lord God perhaps is calling some of us whom if we felt that our heart had gone cold to return back to Him.
也许今天他也对我们当中我们内心已经冷缺的人、来呼召让我们回转。
We learn three signs of revival.
我们也学到复兴的三个特征。
The revival begins when men and women obey the call of God and when we listen to God and speak God's message.
我们看到、复兴是当弟兄或者姐妹愿意顺服神的呼召而且呢，当我们愿意静下来听神的信息的时候
，And we learn that revival begins with the message of the gospel that is uncompromising.
我们看到，当我们认知到神的福音乃是一个完全不妥协讲到罪、讲到审判、讲到悔改的一个信息。
And lastly, we learn three signs of revival here.
最后，我们也看到复兴的三个特性。
May our prayer be that there will be faith in the word of God is preached.
因为今天我们有同样的祷告，就是当神的话语被传讲的时候，会带来人的信心。
That there is true repentance in turning away from sin.
也会带来真正的悔改，从罪中回转。
Then only we see the grace of God in pardoning His people.
然后我们就会看到神的恩典怜悯来赦免罪人。
Let us pray.
那我们一同祷告。
Let us seek the Lord God who is so compassionate and loving.
让我们来寻求这位对我们充满恩典怜悯的神。
Heavenly Father, we come to you.
我们天上的父神，我们来到你面前。
Seeking your mercy and grace in our life.
我们在你的在我们的生命里面，我们需要寻求你的恩典跟怜悯。
For the times when our heart have gone cold, Father.
特别是当我们的心已经冷却的时候。
We ask that your Spirit will search us.
我们祈求你的圣灵来监察我们。
And see if there be any wicked way in us.
看在我们里面有什么恶行没有。
And lead us in the way everlasting.
带领我们走这个永生的道路。
Give us the grace, dear Father, to listen to you in the last days.
赐给我们有恩典，好让我们在这个末后的日子能够听到你的信息。
If there be a word from you, a conviction of heart to speak to a loved one about his soul's condition.
如果你的话语带给我们有这样子的感动，我们要向我们亲爱的人来说他们属灵的真实的状况的话。
Help us, Father, to be bold and have the faith to trust in what you can do through your word.
帮助我们能够刚强壮胆，我们能够深信你的话语所带来的大能大力。
We ask, Father, that you renew our faith in you.
父神，我们也求你再次更新我们对你的信心。
Renew our prayer life.
更新我们的祷告的生活。
Give us the grace to obey your word.
赐给我们有充足的恩典来顺服你的话语。
To return back to you to seek you, Lord.
让我们能够回转到你面前寻求你的面。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.